Willie Nelson turns 75 today, and to honor him, Little Brown is releasing a major biography called Willie Nelson, An Epic Life by Joe Nick Petoskey. And Sony Legacy has issued a 4-disc box set that spans Nelson's entire career. Our rock historian, Ed Ward, has seen Nelson in concert and interviewed him many times and has even helped sing backup vocals on one of his albums. Today, Ed looks at Willie Nelson, the songwriter, whose career preceded Willie Nelson, the superstars, by a couple of decades.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
This is the Willie Nelson most of America knows. Picking his old Martin guitar, accompanied by his ragtag band, rolling down the highway in a cloud of pot smoke, outlaw country music in person. But the Willie Nelson I first became aware of in the early 1970s was someone else entirely, a Nashville songwriter with a unique lyrical and musical gift. William Hugh Nelson was born in Abbott, Texas in 1933 to a musically inclined couple, Ira and Merle Nelson, who already had a 3-year-old daughter, Bobby. Abbott's cotton country, and there's not much to do there, so Bobby learned piano, and Willie was writing poems by the time he was 4 years old. Mostly, they were sad, maybe because his mother had left when he was 6 months old and his father wasn't around much. When Bobby was 16, she married a guy named Bud Fletcher, who had a Western swing band. She played piano, and 13-year-old Willie signed on to play guitar, and almost immediately he had a fan club. He fell into the life of a professional musician and made his first recordings as a guitar player in 1954 in San Antonio. He had a job as a disc jockey there and used the studio to record a song of his own.
Broke the heart of my darling who loved me. Broke her heart, I know I done wrong. But I pray that someday she'll forgive me and remember when I've sang my last hillbilly song. When I've sang my last hillbilly song.
It wasn't much of a song, but the voice is recognizable. The record company he sent it to ignored it for a few decades, and Willie went on to DJ in Fort Worth next. From there, he drifted to Portland, Oregon, where he did more radio and gigged as a musician. Somehow, he came to the attention of Nashville songwriter Mayborn Axton, who encouraged him to move down there, but he ran out of money on the road and wound up back in Fort Worth. There, he made a record for the Houston-based D Records label, which did well enough that he was allowed a second one. The label decided it wasn't country enough and refused to release it, so Willie and a friend released it under another name. It was the beginning of Willie Nelson, the songwriter.
Crazy, crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew that you'd love me as long as you wanted. And then someday you'd leave me for somebody new.
If anything would warn Nashville that this young songwriter wouldn't fit in, this was it. But Crazy has proven one of Willie's most durable songs, thanks to a country pop crossover by Patsy Cline. After Willie wrote a song called Family Bible and sold it for $100, and it became a smash country hit for Claude Gray, Pamper Music offered him a contract, and he moved to Nashville. Hit after hit for others followed. Nightlife, Hello Walls, Funny How Time Slips Away. Because he was such a valuable hit writer, record companies wanted him as an artist because the publishing deal they'd strike with him would mean income for their bigger stars. Finally, in 1964, he signed with Nashville's most prestigious label, RCA, but not much happened. He'd put together a band with some of his Texas buddies, Johnny Bush, Jimmy Day on steel guitar, and drummer Paul English. But as one of his most famous songs from these years shows, the road wasn't that much fun either.
It's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul.
In 1970, Willie's Nashville house burned down, and he moved to the hill country just outside Austin, Texas, more depressed than he'd ever been. A year later, he recorded The Words Don't Fit the Picture, an album so dark that it barely sold and has never been reissued.
If this is a game we play, and if this is a role I play, where are the words I say to you? The words don't fit the picture anymore.
Just when it seemed Willie had hit bottom, things turned around. He played a gig at an automobile dealership's opening in Austin and noticed hippies in the crowd. When the local psychedelic dance hall, Armadillo World Headquarters, asked him if he'd like to do a show, he agreed. Odd songwriters began approaching him with distinctly Texan songs they'd written and were performing in small local clubs. Willie had found his people, and in 1973, he celebrated the 4th of July with a small rock festival where a lot of these people played. His RCA contract ran out, and he signed with Atlantic Records, where he made a concept album, Phases and Stages, that was a masterpiece, but the record company closed its country division before it could become a hit. From there, he went to Columbia Records in 1975, and in a week, he recorded another concept album, Redheaded Stranger, which contained his first hit, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. Willie became famous, and the more famous he became, the fewer songs he wrote, which really was fine. Those songs had been unutterably sad, and now Willie Nelson was happy.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. Today is Willie Nelson's 75th birthday.